Well, let's see. If you were in your store and you ask somebody to go get some of those orange fruit over there, and he went over and he picked up the apples, you say, "No, no, I don't mean the apples. I mean
oranges, grapefruit."
Yeah, oranges. And if you had sold them all, someone said, came in and said, "Do you have any oranges?" You'd say, "No, I'm sorry, but the oranges are
all out."
And someone said, "How many are left?" You'd say,
"None."
Did you have your narrow one?
Yes, narrow one.
Well, was that when you were a boy?
Yes. That used to be quite common. You say, "Do you have any, well, oranges, for instance?" You say, "Narrow one."
Oh, I've arranged this so that we have to go back to the garden again. those little red things that grow underground, some of them are red, some of them are white. It's usually the first crop you can make in your garden.
Underground?
Yeah, underground. You take them in, cut off the tops, cut off the little root, wash them up, eat them, and they're hot.
You don't mean peppers?
No. Well, this is something that you'd perhaps eat with celery and carrots.
And they're hot?
Well, usually the ones I raise are always hot. Little round things. Oh, sometimes they get like that. And I think they'll grow in about a month.
Oh, yes, I know. Radishes.
Uh-huh. Another crop that is red, has a lot of seeds, but this grows on a bush or a vine, and they're ripening about now.
Tomatoes.
And then a steady crop that grows
up. Yeah, talk about them before we pass the tomatoes. We used to have a customer up there at the store, and he called them tomatoes.
I bet he was the only one who...
Just about.
Huh. That certainly stands out, doesn't it, tomato? Let's see, who in the world was it? I had a friend, I think, who called it that. That was the only word he used at that time.
Oh, yeah.
But it was tomato, but the white thing that grows underground, well...
Turnips?
Well, I'm thinking the one that it's brown on the outside. You'd grow them in hills and dig them up.
Potatoes?
Uh-huh. It was a potato, but a tomato. How about the yellow ones that grow underground?
Carrots?
No, I was thinking of potatoes. No. Well, what would you call the white ones? Just potatoes?
Well, they're there's a, what they have, a white potato. It's called a cobbler. That's a commercial name or strain name for them, see. And then the red one, they're called Bliss Triumphs.
Mm-hmm. I like those.
Yes, they're new. They're nice.
They're dying now.
Right? Yes, that's what I hear. But now those are old, and then they have, I think they have another strain of white potatoes, but I don't know what they are.
How about the yellow ones?
I never saw a yellow potato.
Well, these are tubers anyway.
Oh, sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call those anything else as a kid?
Well, let's see what they call them. Yams, that's what I was trying to say.
And how about, here we go, another white thing, but this one you let dry, and then, you can store it all winter. And it has a parchment-like skin that you shuck off a layer at a time.